Welcome to episode 104, Media Training 101.
Welcome to the PR Playbook Podcast, the only podcast giving you actionable skills and advice you need to execute a strategic PR program. Warning, what you hear next may lead to brand awareness and increased sales and customer exposure. Now here's your host, Ringini Joshua.
Hello and welcome to episode 104, Media Training 101. Today we're going to cover a quick and easy reminder when you're jumping into a media interview, or if you've never done one before, this is a great way to do some quick prep. Now, some things to keep in mind when media is that media interviews are going to be the way you want them to be. So it's important to go in with a motive and an intention, just like you're setting intentions when you're meditating almost. Media interviews are pretty easy as long as you prepare for them. So these are like five specific steps that you can do to prepare for your meeting. Number one, do quick research or background on the actual journalist, reporter, podcaster, whoever you're talking to. Take a look at what they've done in the past. I think the first thing is do your research. So make sure you've read a couple of their previous articles, at least heard one of their previous interviews, something like that. That will give you kind of a good feel of how they engage with their, you know, audiences and how they engage with their subjects. Number two, give your background and why you're credible. So always make sure to introduce yourself. They may not always ask you to introduce yourself, but that's your job as someone who is branding yourself or your company. Always make sure that you have a proper introduction and you know what you want to say about yourself before you go in. It does not have to be long. A brief introduction is fine. But if there are some notable things that you want to say, and I know this is hard for some startup entrepreneurs, especially saying the good things about yourself or that your accomplishments is a little bit challenging at times. But if not, you could just be factual. Just say the things that you want to say. I would keep it to one to two sentences. Write it down, practice it as an introduction. And that could be a good segue into the introduction of your company. I would also say introduce a one-liner on your company at that same time. So number two, give yourself an introduction. Don't just let the other person introduce you. Number three, have the story that you want to tell in mind. So have talking points. Create these talking points. I would say no more than 4 to 6 talking points. Run through it before you have your interview. And just know what you want to say, the story that you want to convey. What is the vibe that you want to give off? Now, you hopefully have already done your research on the reporter. You know what the reporter wants to know about you and the kind of direction of the interview. Now it's time for you to kind of contribute to that story and make it sound good. So try to remember what is the subject of the actual interview itself and play those 4 to 6 key points towards that subject to make it sound really good and really optimize your level of exposure. Number four, this is very important. You have the right to remain silent. And I say it this way because I want you to know that you do not have to answer questions you're uncomfortable answering. So a lot of times, you know, especially in the startup community, we get hit with questions that are revenue based or something about your investors or things about the secret sauce. If you do not want to tell your answer, just make sure you prepare a creative way to answer that question, saying, you know, we're a private company. We're not talking about that publicly at this time. Something along those lines. Or you could say, hey, that's our secret sauce. We're not exposing that. You know, something like that. You can make it funny. You can make it straightforward, but you do have the right not to answer questions. The journalists, it's their job to ask you tough questions. And so you can choose or choose not to answer those questions. You can maybe lay out a few of those difficult questions in advance to see what they might be and what you might say. But just remember, you have the right to remain silent. You do not have to answer those questions. Five. Have a call to action for your interview. What do you want people to walk away with? What feeling do you want them to walk away with? Do you have a book that you want them to buy? Do you have a website you want them to go to? Do you have an event you want them to attend? Have some kind of call to action. I would argue that you do not want to have more than one. One or two, maybe. Sometimes, you know, at me interviewing people, I always say, like, you know, where can we find you? So if you're not prepared for that question, you might not answer properly. So, you know, figure out where you want to direct those audience members to. So quick recap on the five key things. Number one, do your quick research and background, do your homework on the background of the journalist or reporter or podcaster. Number two, have an introduction for yourself. Give your own background and story. Number three, have the story that you want to tell in mind. 4 to 6 talking points. Number four, you have the right to remain silent. And number five, have a call to action for your interview. I hope this was a short and easy way to prepare for your media interview. Good luck. I can't wait to see you in the media. If you have any other questions about preparing for media interviews, feel free to email me. It's Ranjini at the Silver Telegram. You know where to find me. Find me on LinkedIn if you need to. But hopefully this will help you get ready for that next interview and conquer it. Good luck.